This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's fitting. You got a chilly 48-degree day, but a beautiful day. And one great Yankee lefty, Andy Pettit. He's out there tossing out the ceremonial first pitch. And the first pitch across the entire league today, across Major League Baseball, fired by another current Yankee lefty, 95 miles an hour out of that left arm, left hand of Carlos Rodon. It was tipped foul by Brewers putting superstar Jackson Churio. Had a rough day in his own right, but Rodon made quick work of him to start a three-pitch strikeout. And Rodon, an easy, quite breezy 1-2-3 first inning. And if you thought that was an ideal start, you got to stay tuned for the entire story. Austin Wells, who took so well to the leadoff spot in spring training, homered at his first spring training at bat out of the leadoff spot. First Yankee catcher ever leading off in a regular season game. And on opening day, no less, dug in there against Brewers righty Freddy Peralta and got a 2-0 pitch he liked.
Peralta from the third base side of the rubber, 2-0. Pitch swung on, high drive right field. Line drive going back and reaching up. It is gone. A home run for Austin Wells. And what a start to the 2025 season for the New York Yankees. Hey now.
And that is the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. You can tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So first spring training at bat out of the leadoff spot, home run. Now Wells' first actual regular season at bat out of the leadoff spot, home run. And Rodon continued to cruise a strong second inning. He worked around that Sal Frelick one-out bloop single. And the Yankees bottom two with two out, no one on. Anthony Volpe, you know, he's looking to take that next step in year three after so many flashes and that gold glove defense the first couple of years. Well, swings like this won't hurt that cause. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
1-1 pitch, jammed him. Hits it to right field. That's a good jump shot. It's on the track. Looking up. It's gone. Oh, my goodness. Off the middle of the bat, Anthony Volpe muscles one out. And the Yankees have a 2-0 lead.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. What a muscle shot out to right field for Anthony Volpe. 2-0 Yanks, two innings, two solo home runs from Wells and Volpe, the best friends, no less. And Rodon, top of the third, didn't start as well. Vinny Capper leading off, got a 2-2 fastball up and crushed it out to left for his first big league homer. Next pitch, a nine-hitter, Bryce Durang, base it to left. But Rodon, he bounced back quickly, set down the top of the order in order with strikeouts to Churio and Contreras, and he kept the 2-1 Yankee lead intact. Bottom three, Peralta settling in with the shadows, kind of coming into effect more so. Dominated 9-1 and 2 in the Yankee order with a couple of Ks. Top four, no harm, no foul after a possibly scary moment here. Speedy Frelick hustling out a ground ball to first. Goldschmidt flipped to Rodon, who couldn't beat Frelick, tripped over the bag, but Rodon jumped right back up, good to go. Got Ortiz on a dribbler to the right side with Frelick in motion. Jazz the second baseman. He raced back to his left. Quick release to nab Ortiz at first. Smooth play from Jazz Chisholm at his more natural position at second to start the season. And that set up Rodon against Garrett Mitchell with a tying run in scoring position. 2-1 Yankee lead.
The pitch. Swing on dribble right in front of home plate. Rodon comes down, gets it, throws in time. Got him. Nice play. Anytime you see pitchers run off the mound to get those little dribblers, your heart just comes into your throat. Well, Rodon made the play, and that'll do it for Milwaukee in the fourth. When we come back, Bellinger, Goldie, and Chisholm.
Yeah, still 2-1 Yanks, and Rodon unfazed by that tumble just a couple of moments ago. In the bottom four, Cody Bellinger's first Yankee hit stroked a single in the right. Yankees didn't score that inning, but no problem for Rodon. Top five, Arguably his best, actually. Let's just fact of the matter here. It was his best. He struck out the side. 8-9-1 for the Brewers. Didn't stand a chance. Overpowering and into the bottom half. Well, the youngsters, Wells and Volpe, they'd already homered on the day. So how about a drive off the right field wall by another youngster, another guy who had everyone buzzing in spring training? That's Ben Rice, and he wound up at second on that bullet on a Frelick bobble in right field. And with two down, Rice off second, Wells walked, but Peralta reared back and struck out Aaron Judge. A fastball up, still 2-1 Yanks. Couldn't add there with the captain. Top of the sixth inning, Rodon walked Yelich on a 3-2 pitch to lead off. Nearly induced a double play off the bat of William Contreras. So one on, one out. Rhys Hoskins battled Rodon 10 pitches and drew a walk that ended Rodon's day. Aaron Boone pulled Rodon there for Tim Hill. But Hill, yeoman's work. Three ground balls, but things got a little high here on the blood pressure meter. Hill got Frelick to bounce into a 6-5 fielder's choice with Volpe cutting down the lead runner. But Hill got Joey Ortiz to dribble one to third. Perfect spot, though, for an infield single. So bases loaded, two out, pinch hitter Isaac Collins behind one and two. Took a borderline pitch outside, and Hill, the entire defense, they thought they had strike three. They were walking off the field. And three foul balls later, on the ninth pitch of the at-bat, ground ball to short. Volpe to Jazz for a fielder's choice. Hill, just that ground ball machine, stranded the bases loaded threat. 2-1 Yanks in the bottom of the sixth inning. Peralta out after five excellent innings. Just the two solo shots to right. Those are the blemishes for Peralta. The big lefty for the Brewers, Brian Hudson in. And Bellinger and Jazz drew walks. Gave the Yankees first and second a one-out opportunity. But Dominguez jammed, popped out to first. And even though Bellinger advanced to third on a pass ball moments later, Volpe a nine-pitch battle with Hudson. Ground ball to short. Inning over. So you're sensing this theme, right? The Yankees are getting some chances, not cashing in, leading 2-1 middle of this game. The pitching, Rodon to the bullpen. Sturdy, though. Keeping it 2-1 Yanks. Mark Leiter Jr., 1-2-3, 7th. Dominant strikeout to Rang and Churio to end top 7. 2-1 Yanks, time to stretch. Yanks still looking for that insurance in the bottom of the order. Got it done against the lefty Jared Koenig, the new lefty for the Brewers. Rice walked. Cabrera, a bullet single to center. And after Wells popped to third on a full count pitch, the captain, another chance with runners on, he made his opening day mark.
Koenig delivers, pitch swung on, hit down to third baseline, hits the bag! That's a break! Here comes Rice, he's coming around to score! Aaron Judge digging for second, he's in with an RBI double, and the Yankees have a 3-1 lead here in the seventh.
And as Susan told us on the broadcast, it hits the bag, it pops straight up in the air, but it looks like a line drive tomorrow in the box score. Extended the Yankee lead to 3-1, second and third one away because it was a Judge double, and Bellinger took advantage with a sacrifice fly to right center, professional hitter Bellinger. 4-1 Yankees, the insurance they were searching for, and Luke Weaver a couple of K's in a scoreless eighth. It was kind of breezing along. Things were spotless for the Yankee bullpen until Devin Williams in the ninth. He loaded the bases with no one out. Ortiz a base hit to right. Isaac Collins booming double to right center. Williams walked the pinch hitter, former Yankee Jake Bowers, to load the bases, and a Bryce Terang sack fly to center. All of a sudden, Ortiz scores. Collins tags to third. Runners at the corners and one out. Bowers steals second to remove the double play threat. So all of a sudden, you can't get a ground ball double play to end this game. Tying run at second. Williams to Churio, second and third, one out. With Churio and Yelich due up, full count pitch. Williams strikes out Churio, wins an eight-pitch fight. Made it 5 Ks for Churio on the day, and a huge second out for Williams. But how about the game on the line? Williams to his former teammate, Christian Yelich. He bent, he never broke.
Tall left-hand hitter, 3-2, two out, two on, 4-2 Yankees. Williams with the pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Victory for the New York Yankees in the opener. They beat the Milwaukee Brewers by the count of 4-2 as Devin Williams hangs on in the ninth inning.
So you can wipe that drop of sweat off your face. Well, it was cold today. It was 48 degrees, so maybe not that, but you can certainly exhale and you can come down and look at the rest of this Yankee victory. Devin Williams gets the job done when it's all said and done, and the Yankees, a fourth straight opening day victory, 4-2 over the Brewers, and mostly really sturdy out of this bullpen, backing up the excellent Carlos Rodon. If you missed any part of the highlights, we have Yankees Rewind this year. You can catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. You ever miss a big moment, what led up to it, want the most efficient way to catch up on the game. Even if you caught it all on TV, but missed Dave and Susan's call on the radio, you shouldn't, but if you missed it, you could go to Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage on our flagship WFAN.